Our gospel lesson this morning is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 11, verses 1 through 13, and it's found on page 1029, if you would like to follow along. If you're able, would you please stand for the reading of the gospel? One day, Jesus was praying in a certain place. When he finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples." Jesus said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who sins against us. And lead us not into temptation.'" Then Jesus said to them, "Suppose you have a friend, and you go to him at midnight and say, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread. A friend of mine on a journey has come to me, and I have no food to offer him.' And suppose the one inside answers, 'Don't bother me. The door is already locked, and my children and I are in bed. I can't get up and give you anything.' I tell you, even though he will not get up and give you the bread because of friendship, yet, because of your shameless audacity, he will surely get up and give you as much as you need. So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Which of you fathers, if your son asks for a fish, will give him a snake instead? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" This is the gospel of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Would you please bow your heads in prayer with me? You are good, O God, to love us, to hold us in your hands, to carry us, lead us, care for us every day, every moment. And Lord, we especially thank you that you speak to us all the time. Give us ears to hear your words for us this day, so that your words will become for us food for the journey and strength for our lives. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are here with us, ministering to us. Help us to experience your presence, your power, your grace. We pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Here's a story. In a hurry to make to an appointment, a businessman parked his car in a prohibited area and left the following note under the windshield wiper. It says, "I've circled the block for 15 minutes. If I don't park here, I'll lose my job. Forgive us our trespasses." Returning later to his car, he found a parking ticket and this note under the windshield wiper. "I've been circling this block for 15 years. If I don't give you a ticket, I lose my job. Lead us not into temptation." The disciples knew how important prayer was to Jesus, So they asked him to teach them to pray. So because of their request, and we now have a prayer, right? And this prayer is called the Lord's Prayer. That's right. As Jesus taught the disciples how to pray and gave them this prayer, he also teaches about these finer points of prayer. What prayer is, what it means in our lives. So today we're going to reflect upon what prayer is and what it means. Three things. First, prayer is an act of intimacy. When Jesus teaches the disciples to pray, the first word of the prayer is, Father. Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Father, that's the first word. The first word in prayer is Father. Now, what Jesus is teaching us is prayer is an act of intimacy, calling someone or talking to someone who is very close to you, like a father, who is very close, right? Like one of your, a member of your family, that close, that intimate. When we pray, it is an act of intimacy, a conversation that we have that continues to nurture a relationship. You don't call someone father with those you do not have a relationship with. Father means that you have that relationship. And not just any relationship, a very close relationship. He encourages us to approach God in a way that is in a way that we approach a loving parent with trust, knowing that whatever we ask will be given. I think all of us who are parents, we understand what it means to have that relationship of a parent and a child. All of us, we understand what that means, having been a child ourselves, or are child of somebody, right? We are the child of our parents, and we understand that relationship. Now, Ryan said he talks to his mom 500 times every day, talks to his dad 5 billion times every day. Because he talks to them because of their relationship, because he is that close. He feels that close, and also because he needs them. You know, it was very interesting. He said he feels sad and anxious if he is kept from talking to his parents, even for one day. Because of that relationship, there is that need of constant communication to know that you are connected. But when you stop talking, that connection somehow feels severed or, you know, feels not there. So when we pray, it's an act of intimacy where we constantly connect with God in that relationship. So the very first word is Father. Not just someone out there, someone way up there, or just someone who's kind of nebulous, but someone that we know, someone who knows me, someone that is close. So prayer is an act of intimacy. Richard Foster, who wrote a book on prayer, referred to the heart of God as an open wound of love. An open wound of love. He describes the Father, God, as the one who aches over our distance and preoccupation, who mourns that we do not draw near to him, who grieves that we have forgotten him. This is the heart of God. Remember what I said to Ryan? You know, he speaks to them 500 times a day, 5 billion times a day. And sometimes, you know, the incessant talking feels like, oh, can you just shh, quiet, don't. You know, parents feel that way. Been there, done that. I know what it feels like, but we secretly like it. And we secretly cherish it. And we love it because that incessant talking means that's how much close we are. Yes? Those of us who have grown children, you know, like for us with Wesley and Emily, we try to give them space, right? So I don't call them all that often, but I look forward to hearing from them. And we've been kind of underhandedly been teaching them, you know, you got to call us at least once a week. And so when they call, both of us, we love it. Our son called us today. We talked and we connected, and he filled in us what's going on in his life, and he also heard what's going on in our lives. See, God's heart is just like a parent's heart. God grieves when God doesn't hear from us in a while. God's heart jumps when we start talking to him. Because that's what prayer is. Prayer is an act of intimacy that brings us even closer and that nurtures that relationship. Secondly, prayer is an act of worship. The word worship is actually, it's a compound word, right? English teacher? No? It's actually to get put together by worth and ship. Okay? Worth, ship. So worship is basically an act of recognizing the worth of God in our lives. That's the root of the word worship. And so when we say, hallowed be thy name, we are recognizing who God is. Heavenly Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. That when we pray, we are recognizing the word, the worth of the person. And I think we all understand that in a way, because we talk to those who is important to us. We do not call or talk to those we feel who are not very important. You know, that's the bottom line. We will call the friends we like. We call our parents. We call our children. We call those who are important to us. We do not call those we don't think that who are very important. Or the volume of call, the amount of conversation it shows how much we value them. When Ryan talks to his dad 5 billion times, you know, that's how much he loves him, how much he values him, that's how much he needs him. prayer is an act of worship. The content of the prayer expresses how much we think of God. How often we pray shows how much we value God in our lives. Did you know even the postures shows your posture also shows your thought. So right now, in our time, the way we pray, how do we pray? We pray kind of our heads bowed, and it shows our sign. It's as a respect, right? In the olden days, they sometimes prayed by prostrating. You heard the word, right? Prostrating, meaning that we're just flatly lay down, with your face down. That's how they prayed. It means like complete submission. Sometimes, sometimes we pray with kneeling down. That also shows, right? Respect and humility on our part. Other times we pray by standing up with our arms up, and that's just showing that, God, I praise you. So when we pray in words, in body, it is an act of worship, showing God how much we acknowledge, we value, how much God is worth to us. Thirdly, prayer is an act of engaging God in our lives. You oftentimes you hear me say that during worship, when we lift up our joys and our concerns, I would always say, let's lift up our joys and our concerns so that we can invite God into our midst. When we pray, we make that connection, we make that conduit where God comes and God gets involved in our lives, in our affairs. When we pray for our own situations, or when we pray for other people, Lord, I pray for Diane's son, who will be going through a surgery on Wednesday on his sinuses. As I lift him up, what I'm doing is I'm connecting God with Nicholas and the event that is going to take place on Wednesday. And God is already there, preparing, making things happen, and making sure that everything will go well. So when we pray, it's an act of engaging God in our lives, for us, for those that we lift up. When we are praying, basically what we are doing is we are moving from driver's side over to the passenger side and letting God be in the driver's side so that God can make things happen the way it should be. Now, here's one thing, though. As Jesus teaches the prayer, he says, one thing you got to do is you got to pray. And as you pray, you got to ask. And that's, Jesus was talking as if we don't ask enough. And the words he used, at least in this translation, which I love, is shameless audacity to ask God. Sometimes when I talk to people, some people will say, oh no, I can ask God that, or oh no, I don't want to ask God because I don't want to start sounding like selfish. I can't ask God about what I want or what I need because I don't want to be selfish. Here, Jesus is saying, like, he's giving us all the permission. It's okay to be selfish. Remember that story? A friend comes late at night asking for some bread because he has a visitor and he has nothing to serve them. And the friend says, you know what, it's already 11:30 at night. What is this? How can you come so late? I'm already in bed. But Jesus said, this friend will not give you what you're asking because of your friendship, but the friend will give you what you're asking because of your shameless audacity. The fact that you came and knocked on the door 11:30 at night and asking because of that, Jesus says, the friend will give it to you. What are some things that are going on in your life that you need to pray, that you need to ask? And